402. What's going viral with Kabazela?
Right, let's catch up with the young man, Kabazela. Very good morning to you.
Oh, very good morning to you, Bele.
All right, so talk to me. I mean, I've seen this video, and this has been absolutely, it was phenomenal, actually. This SABC reporter, for anyone who hasn't seen it, tell us.
Yeah, so her name is Sentle Lehihi, and she was on the scene yesterday in Mahikeng where one of the stores at this mall, strip mall, had basically caught fire, and this fire had spread to the other stores. So the police.
This was during those protests, yeah?
Yes, and the people who were there wanted to sort of storm the stores to get the goods, obviously loot the stores, and the police prevented them, and it was a bit chaotic, and Sentle is there, and she's, you know, she's talking and she's reporting live to the SABC, and the next minute the police open fire with the rubber bullets and stun grenades, and people then just scatter. But she sees this happening a little bit further to her right, and she runs towards it with the cameraman, and then she captures us all on camera. And people are praising her in terms of this, how raw she was, yeah, in terms of reporting it, and getting stuck in the thick of it. So let's take a listen to her little crossing, shall we?
It's pandemonium here in the northwest provincial capital, Mahikeng. We've seen stores here being burning since the early hours of this morning. Confrontations happening between police and residents who are trying to go in there and loot. As you can see, they're trying to loot. And there we have it. The separation. Wow, wow. Look. The police are trying their very best to control the crowd here. They're firing. Rubber bullets are being fired. Come, tell us, how do you feel? He's saying there that he wants to go into one of these stores and grab whatever is left in there. He's explaining to us that the police have been restricting them to get access in there. I'll explain to you there correctly that he's saying that it's better for them to go in there and take the stock before it is wasted in the fire. But now, back to you guys' studio.
So, I love it as she goes, and there we have it.
It almost sounds like a football commentary.
But she did so well, and she kept her composure.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you think about putting yourself in that situation, it must be very scary, and to keep yourself cool, calm, and collected like that. Well done to her.
A star is born. Right. Talk to me about possibly the dad of the year.
So, newborn baby, and newborn babies love their breast milk.
Indeed.
And mom had gone out and she needed to do something, so left the baby with dad, and had prepared some breast milk in the bottle, but the baby didn't want to take the bottle. It was just having none of it.
Yeah.
So he came up with an ingenious idea, and he cut a little hole in his shirt, placed the bottle against his chest, put the little teat out the hole, and then put the baby there, started breastfeeding the baby, in inverted commas. And the baby was, you could see this expression on this baby's face. It's like, this milk is tasting great, but something's not right here. So that video has gone viral, and people are commenting on this guy could be dad of the year. But I suppose we could ask the question this morning. You know, we know moms rule the roost with kids, and they do so well. And us dads are often not too sharp when it comes to things. So when you get left alone with the kids, what are those hashtag dad struggles that you have to contend with?
I'll share one or two I've had over the years. Hashtag dad struggles, right? Things Here's the thing, right? Usually a great dad will, or at least a guy will think he's being a great dad, because the baby will be crying. Honey, what would you like me to do? Would you like me to change the nappy, feed, burp, whatever, right? As if there's a manual that she has read that he doesn't have access to, and he'll just somehow figure it out. But of course, until you go through that process of elimination to figure out what might be wrong, you just don't know. So we'll talk dad struggles, your dad struggle stories, left alone with the kids, trying to figure it all out by yourself. And I'm really keen to hear, particularly from single dads.
And also, if the moms have come home, what have you walked into? Like, what have you, I've left you alone with the kids, and this is what I come home to.
Yes, yes. All right. Fantastic. We'll take one more. Uber driver adds extra romance.
This is really, really beautiful. So we've seen a couple of Uber drivers that have these hidden talents, and there was one South African Uber driver who started singing opera, remember? And his video went viral, and he got some offers to sing in front of, you know, concerts and all that kind of stuff. So well done there. This one took place in the US, and these people had just gotten married, and they had caught an Uber to go to the after party. So they get in the Uber, and the Uber driver has realized that they've just been married, and he starts to sing an Elvis classic. Take a listen to him singing in the car. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Cute story.
If you're an Elvis fan, what happens if they weren't an Elvis fan? Do you mind just shutting up for a second, please? We just got married.
It's romantic, you knob.
Aki's not romantic very clearly, and that's why, ladies and gentlemen, he is single. We'll take your dad struggle stories, 011-883-0702.